Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing. Always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/truetransparencypricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
.45 The Zone, 919. This is the Wake Up Zone, powered by All Four Seasons Garage Doors. Check their website, allfourseasonsgarages.com/Nashville. They are family-owned and operated. Mark Howard and Blaine Bishop alongside. I'm Kevin Ingram. Jonathan Schaefer is our producer. From The Athletic, the one and only Joe Rexroad joins us now. Joe, what's going on this morning?
Not much, guys. Just, I guess, you know, waiting to see if the Titans fan poll has produced a starting quarterback for Sunday yet.
Yeah, we'll let you know at the end of the hour. By the way, did you ever figure out who exactly Fortnite star Ninja is? I was looking at some of your Twitter feed last night.
I've got people telling me, hey, there's like more people in the world who know Ninja than Tom Brady. And I'm like, you know what? I could believe it at this point.
Hey, but big day for Fortnite, Joe. The new season starts today.
Apparently, I'm learning so much about this stuff. I just want to know why, like, we didn't have international Tecmo Bowl stars 30 years ago. I could have been big. You
know? My roommate in college would have been right. That would have been perfect for him. He won the Tecmo Bowl with every team, even like the ones that were awful. It was pretty impressive. He didn't have a whole lot else to do. How do you sort out what the Titans should or will do with this quarterback situation this week, Joe?
Well, what happens might be different, and I don't know that, but I would go with Mariota again. I would see how he responds to this. But again, I think that decision, I think the decision, it can't just be the coaching staff making this decision, right? I mean, to me, if you are going with Tannehill Sunday, I think you are saying, you know, Mariota is going to be somewhere else next year. I mean, I think this is one of those all hands on deck conversations in the organization. So are the Titans ready to, do they know that? I'm sure they're getting closer to knowing that, maybe really close, but do they know that? You know, that's one part of it. I would go with Mario. I have a feeling they're going to go with Tannehill. That's just a gut feeling based on how Mike Vrabel's answering questions and, you know, just how things are going. I mean, Mariota, that was probably the worst I've ever seen him play Sunday in Denver. It was like that in Jacksonville, I thought, where he's just missing passes that I don't understand how it happens. And of course there's been some good moments mixed in here too, but he just looks to me like a kind of a broken player, a guy who really has no confidence. So that's what you also, on the football side of it, do you feel like he can respond to this? And then, of course, it's all you go into the, can you protect him? Can you come up with a plan that can get you any points? I mean, there's so much going on here with this offense.
From The Athletic, our guest is Joe Rexroad.
Hey, Joe, I guess a lot of people are talking about Jeffrey Simmons is maybe playing this week, this weekend, and getting his first weekend at practice with live action. Do you think that's a possibility, or are they going to wait a couple weeks to get his feet wet a little bit?
Yeah, I would not think we'd see him playing in this game, Blaine, but it's certainly coming soon. I mean, they brought him on the trip, and, of course, the idea there was just kind of give him a look, get him ready for the whole process of, you know, being at a game and, you know, the planning and all the discussions. It's certainly coming soon. You know, he talked yesterday in the locker room, and he says he's ready. And, yeah, I mean, look, that's a nice addition, although it's not like that side of the ball, you know, is struggling. But still, I mean, I think with Simmons, you might see more, you know, disruption up front. Simmons and Casey together could be quite a combination. But to me, it's also like, so how do things go Sunday? Like, how much do you want to put him out there if this season really starts to go down the drain? You know, that's another thing with this. But I think certainly one way or the other, he's going to be playing soon.
Well, back to the Marcus and Tannehill debate, and I guess, and who will start, is this probably, I guess, a defining moment for Vrabel and his head coaching decision to determine, where his future lies, really, with the Titans?
Well, I think, I mean, it's obviously it's only year two, but when you talk about an organization that fired a coach that had just won a playoff game mm-hmm. and who came in as an interim coach, you know, for a team that had a 5-27 stretch, and now you're talking about a guy who, you know, was 500. I mean, I think the rest of the season is very defining for Mike Vrabel. You know, I had a lot of optimism about him after last year and even going into this year, and obviously it has not gone well. So, I mean, this decision is a big thing for him, but I just think the overall figuring out some answers on offense. You know, he handpicked Arthur Smith. We've talked about this. Arthur Smith's an impressive coach out there. He's respecting the building. He's been through all these different regimes and stayed with the organization. But that doesn't mean that you're a good play caller or offensive plan designer. And so Vrabel went with him, and I think those two guys in particular. You know, there's a lot to prove moving forward here.
Speaking of Joe Rexroad, of course, writes about all Nashville sports and also the University of Tennessee for The Athletic. Joe, let's talk about Vanderbilt. And to me, the UNLV loss is inexcusable. Not only margin, but the way they played. Was that the last straw for Derek Mason?
I don't think so, but I mean, I know a lot of the fan base has checked out on him. And that's, you know, you can see that every Saturday that Vanderbilt plays at home. But I think, you know, you still have to let the season play out and see if he can get him to respond. But I agree. And I heard you guys, you know, talking with Derek earlier this morning. And obviously, he's a guy searching for answers. I mean, I watched most of that game, and I couldn't believe it. They were dominated. This was not some random, you know, like UNLV beating Vanderbilt. That would have been shocking on its own, and you would have figured, you know, some wacky turnovers or, you know, just you know, bad calls, whatever. This was total domination from a bad team, and so it makes you wonder. So if we project that to the rest of the year, and that's how things go, you imagine what some of the results will be against good SEC teams, then I think it could get there. But I think right now I wouldn't say last straw yet. I mean, I think we know Malcolm Turner will act quickly on things, but, you know, I think we've got to see if Derek Mason can get this team to respond. It makes no sense to me, guys, that offense scored 10 points in that game. And, again, it wasn't that long ago we saw that offense do a lot of good things against LSU, which isn't a vintage LSU defense, but it's a LSU defense with NFL players, and now you're scoring 10 against UNLV. That I still can't wrap my mind around.
You sort of get the feeling that his big three on offense is sort of checked out.
Well, I think certainly, I mean, I think obviously Pinckney, you know, that's well documented. I mean, he's not happy. But I think Kalijah Lipscomb, too. And I think, you know, with those guys, though, it's almost like, so what are they unhappy about? It might just be that the quarterback play has been so awful. Yeah. You know, they can't get them the ball. You know, Keyshawn Vaughn has been great, then he gets hurt, you know, and misses some of Saturday. But, yeah, I mean, that's the thing. If those guys are checked out, I mean, if we see that this team is just checked out and is not giving the effort, and the effort did not look good Saturday, that's where you come back to Derek Mason and say, man, I mean, if you can't get your team to play, that's a real problem.
I gotta tell you that I really enjoyed your column, your Q&A with former Belmont basketball coach Rick Byrd. And my two takeaways were he's happy in retirement, especially where the game is headed. But also, you know, we've always speculated, could he have succeeded on a bigger stage? Yes. But it seems like, especially from some of the questions you asked and the answers you got, that Belmont was just always the perfect place for him.
Oh, I totally agree. And I do think, I've always got to cover John Beilein up in Michigan a bit, and I'm, you know, a huge fan of him as a coach and a person, and just really impressed with him. And I do think that Rick Byrd could have gone to a place like that and had that kind of impact. You know, I just think he's a really smart basketball mind, especially the stuff he does offensively. I mean, I think that would have worked, but I also think you're right, Mark, that the Belmont situation was perfect for him. It is, and this is where, like, with college sports in this discussion about name, image, likeness, it's like, oh, student athlete, come on. It's like, well, no, there are plenty of places where there are real student athletes, and it's education and athletics, and it's really what college sports was supposed to be, and Belmont's one of them, and Rick Bird's a big reason why. So, yeah, I do think that he could have succeeded, but I think it went the way it should have gone.
Joe, thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
Okay, guys. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Joe.
Okay, from The Athletic, that's Joe Rexroad joining us here on the Wake Up Zone. Yeah, Coach Bird was okay. I read that. It was really good.
I really enjoyed it, yeah.
And a lot of it was about, you know, the questions of players being paid and how some of that stuff might go. Yeah, Joe had a really good
What did Coach Bird say about that? Bird.
I want to say he was basically against it, you know, for some of the things that Joe just talked about as far as student-athletes and that sort of stuff, but said he I don't think would want to be in the position to have to decide those sorts of things.
He said he's sort of glad he doesn't have to deal with that.
Wake Up Zone, powered by All Four Seasons Garage Doors. When we come back, what Jimmy Himes said about Tennessee's chances going forward as they get set to play Alabama. And later on the hour, we'll check in with Jason Stark, talk MLB playoffs. More Wake Up Zone coming up next. Hang around.